808. Once you've marked 808, you can turn to 356. 356. Might have to pull into a rest station halfway through this song. After this song, we're going to hand it over to the men and do something maybe that helps out a little bit. We'll start with the farthest man forward, and that way we'll just kind of work back in rows. You can look this way and that way, so that you're craning around and kind of look behind you, give a little glance. All right, I believe in Jesus. Let's stand and sing this song.
I believe in the one faithful Jesus. I believe still in dark Galilee. I believe that he walked on the water. And I believe that he's the answer.
Thank you. guess we'll have to get the tape measure out. I assumed I was closer, but he was at the end, and it is angled that way. Number 742, went upon life's billows. Number 742. We'll sing all three verses. Number 742. Do, do, mi. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings in them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings in them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy? You are called to bear. Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, sing them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to our journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Now, number 991. Number 991. This is my Father's world. And we'll sing all three verses in this song.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the mud of rocks and trees, of skies and seas. His hand of wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass, I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems of so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. The battle is not done. Jesus to thine shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one.
Number 1014. Sure, we've all heard of it. I'm sure that was almost the first song we learned. 1014, Miss Edna.
I've elected to do something just a little bit different tonight. I'm going to lead number 470 in just a moment. But before I lead that, I'm going to actually talk about some of the ideas that's in this song particularly and kind of overall. When we look at the idea of... Well, I want to actually put a few names out there, see if you guys recognize them. Does anybody know who Daniel Rudiger is? Everybody see the movie Rudy? Yeah, so Rudy. You guys know who Rudy is, right? That's Daniel Rudiger. What about Francis Ouimet? Francis Ouimet was a golfer back in 1913, was the only amateur to ever win the U.S. Open, and he did so when he was only about 20 years old. played in a playoff match against Harry Vardon, which was the top golfer, the Tiger Woods of the day, if you want to compare him to something. This 20-year-old kid ended up winning the U.S. Open, only amateur to ever do so in history. What about Vince Papale? Does anybody know who that is? It's Invincible, right? The movie that came out, Disney movie came out. He was a Philadelphia Eagle in the 70s. And also, it's kind of a dual story about not only Vince Papale, but Dick Vermeil, the coach. He came into a very terrible football team, losing season after season after season, the Philadelphia Eagles were. And then they had an open tryout, and Vince Papale tried out, you know, never playing professional football, didn't even play college football. And as a walk-on, made the Philadelphia Eagles and played for three seasons for them. And ultimately, the Eagles turned that football team around, or Dick Vermeil turned that football team around, and they became a winning franchise again and even took them to the Super Bowl one year. What about Jim White? Does anybody know who Jim White is from the movie McFarland? One of my favorite Disney movies there. He's a cross-country coach that was renowned. He was a football coach that came into some bad luck with his football coaching career, and he ended up turning into a cross-country coach and ended up moving to a largely Hispanic community and developed a cross-country program that won state championship after state championship after state championship because he was able to look at a situation and just turn it around and understand the effects and overcoming all this hardship and seeing the opportunity in front of him. You know, what kind of brought me to this inspiration of talking to you guys about this was that I was watching, anybody ever watch America's Got Talent? There's a kid on there, back in 2018 that won it, who was a blind autistic pianist. He was 22 years old. You looking at him, you would say no way, but overcoming all this, you know, all the obstacles and adversities that he has to face in life, fell in love with music, and his mom, even in one of their interviews, said music saves his life. That idea, you know, just struck me. You know, we look at these kind of stories, they're heartwarming, they're inspiring, they're incredible, you know, and we look at these things when we look at these, how these people overcome all this adversity and all these odds to have these great triumphant victories. And, you know, all the ends of these movies that we watch, you know, that are even based on true stories, they're lifting up the hero at the end, you know, the one who wins the game or saves the day or whoever it is. You know, that person just overcomes so much adversity. We love a great underdog story for those very reasons, because when they overcome the adversity, and they're victorious at the end, we love that. It's heartwarming. It's great. You know, so I want to look at Luke chapter 15 real quick before we sing the song. Luke chapter 15, if you're not familiar with it, there's three parables that Jesus tells here. And I'm not going to go ahead, read all through it because just for time's sake. But the parable of the lost sheep, you know, there's 99 sheep that are safe, and the lost one, the shepherd goes and he finds it. And what does he do? He calls his friends together in verse 5, he says, and when he's found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. And I tell you, in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over the one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who no one repent or who need no repentance. Then the parable of the lost coin, you know, the widow has her 10 coins and she loses one. What does she do? When she finds it, she calls her friends and rejoices. Same thing, you know, verse 10. In the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The prodigal son, the very next story. I think we're all familiar with that. You know, what does the father do when the son comes home, when he repents? He throws a party, right? It's the idea of rejoicing over the repentance. And in Psalm 95. In verse 1 and 2 says, O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him in his presence with thanksgiving. And let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. And, you know, that's one of the things that I see is, you know, I bring those people to mind, the idea that they overcome adversity to great victory. Every one of us that's in this room is just like the people in Luke chapter 15. We've overcome great adversity. We're lost, but now we're found. We have this great victory that we celebrate. And then, you know, in Psalm, when we read that, you know, what should we do when we have that amongst us? We should, you know, when we gather together, singing is such an important part because it's the proclamation of our victory. And that's what this song really talks about, is the victory that we have in Jesus, and that we share together every day, and that we share together, especially when we come together, we proclaim the Lord's death. We proclaim that we have victory in Christ, and we always, you know, get to encourage one another with these words as we as we're together. So we're going to sing number 470. I'll sing all three verses, and this is the only song I'm going to lead. Let's sing.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented
54. Thought we almost sung that one already. Y'all knew I had to come tonight and keep it interesting. She goes in labor. I gotta hurry up and get out of here. I might be taking one of y'all's car. I didn't drive mine. I rode with Greg. to my brother-in-law. Yeah. Well, I was thinking about Thanksgiving, and that's tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and I wanted to pick out a couple songs that spoke about Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving that we should have to God for all that He's done for us. I mean, we can have babies and have great jobs, and the success stories that we heard that Aaron brought, the victories that are earthly and temporal, but you know, Jesus came and he brought us salvation. And as I was singing all the songs that we sung tonight already, I was thinking about how lost I was before I knew God, and how blessed I am and thankful to be a part of y'all. And I just couldn't imagine where I'd be without y'all, without God. So thanks for everything. 354, I gave my life for thee. We're going to sing all four verses. I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, that thou might ransom me and quicken from the dead. I Number four. To God be the glory. So we're going to do the optional opening, and then we'll go through one. And sing the optional ending? Well, no, we won't. We'll do the optional ending after the second verse. Or what would you call that? Verse? Okay.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. To God be the glory, great things He has done, so
Oh. 349, 10,000 angels. And we will sing the refrain after the second and the fourth verse.
They found the hands of Jesus in the garden.
Please turn to number 38, Awesome God. We're going to sing this twice, and then I think I might find another one for y'all. Ready?
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. All right, please turn to number 76. We're going to stay within the same motif. All right, this is one of my favorites. All right, how great thou art. O Lord my God, when I'm in awesome wonder, consider all the world that Thou hast made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, the power Thou, the universe is laid. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountains grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. That God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross my burdens gladly bearing, hung I and died to take away my sins. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take my home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. how great thou art, how great thou art.
Amen.
Good evening. I know we're all a bit tired. That's one thing I can't wait for in heaven, when they say that you could sing without being weary. If you would please turn to page 453. Love Lifted Me. I think this has a really jolly tune. Let's sing.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. By the master of the sea, hear my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. To him I give, ever to him I'll cling. In his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best song. Faithful, loving service to him belongs. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above, Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, billow his will obey. He your Savior wants to be saved today. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Before I leave, notice there was a verse above it in Matthew 14:30. It says, when he began to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. I admire Peter's attempt to walk on the water just like Christ did. If I could have that kind of faith to just do whatever he told me to do and know that he's going to save me by his love.
Oh, I should have tripped on purpose.
Just a few words before we leave tonight. Oh, look at the time. Just a very few words before we leave tonight. First of all, the singing is awesome. I always love it. Every single time we do it, so many thoughts, concepts, spiritual ideas, just a wide variety. And I love that. And I love the hearts of all the men who lead, and it's good. So I know we talked about, you know, are we getting anything out of the Wednesday night singing? I vote. Can I vote like 10 times like in Philadelphia? For the singing? So. All right. Just a couple of thoughts, though. I was thinking about Thanksgiving. Up in Conway, Arkansas, there was a homeschool group, and every year they had a tradition, a big, huge feast. And it was before Thanksgiving occurred, and it was during the daytime, and the fathers would come if they could get off work, and the mothers and the children. And what they did was they went around the room, and they asked all the kids to tell something that they were grateful for. What do you think nearly every kid said? Huh? God? There was a lot of that. But what do you think? No. No. When really pressed to think of what they were most grateful for, come on. Yes. Family. They said family. And that's what I'm most grateful for. And that's probably what you're most grateful for. And what I thought would be a good point to make tonight is that some of us don't have great family. Physical family. But we all have in the church a beautiful family. And where I was really going with this is that when you get to heaven by your faith as an adopted son or daughter of God and Jesus with your as your brother, you have, what should we say, billions of family members, perfect family members, made perfect by God in heaven, in glory, in love, in light, with no sin. How's that for family? So let's get there. And if you're not ready to get there, then get ready. If there's something you need to do to get right with God, then do it. And be a part of his family and be a faithful member of his family and trust him as your father. He has sent the Spirit into our hearts crying out, Abba, Father. We have a father. We have family. Every one of us. And he doesn't show any partiality. And it doesn't matter how bad your family is here on the earth. God doesn't care about any of that. He just cares about you as an adopted child. He's your father. And he wants you to be with him forever in heaven. So if you're subject to the Lord's invitation anyway, we invite you to come as we stand and sing.
Fail and come firstly, and
I appreciate all the thoughts that were shared. These are my brothers and my sisters, and my father and my mother. I really appreciate y'all. Let's have a closing prayer.